This is the parallax for Tuesday, July 21, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with trade tensions escalating at the northern border. President Trump signed three proclamations Monday, imposing an additional 50% tariff on a broad range of Canadian goods, invoking Section 338 of the Tariff Act of 1930, a legal authority that has never previously been used. The White House cited Canada's continued discrimination against American dairy, alcohol, and auto exports. Targeted products include wine, hockey sticks, and cement, with duties taking effect next month. How outlets frame this differs notably. BBC and The Guardian emphasize the historical scope. This is a first-time use of Depression-era authority. Axios focuses on the escalation itself, noting these duties ratchet up tensions between two of the world's closest economic partners. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge highlights specific exclusions the White House carved out. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney vowed to intensify trade negotiations in response. Turning to an escalating military conflict in the Middle East, the U.S. military conducted its 10th consecutive night of airstrikes against Iran, while Iran's president declared the country is in a full-scale war. Tehran struck U.S. allied Gulf states, including Bahrain and Jordan, hitting tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Three U.S. service members have been killed, with Trump vowing retaliation. But here's where the story splits across outlets. BBC and Axios report that diplomats are simultaneously pushing a new 10-day ceasefire proposal. Officials say the next few days will determine whether the U.S. pursues negotiated talks or a massive joint military campaign with Israel. The Guardian emphasizes Democratic pressure on Trump, with some accusing him of having lost control of this war. Fox News leads with the identities of fallen troops and Trump's vow of retaliation. The Guardian also reports that Axios frames this as Trump facing a decisive fork, ceasefire or escalation. No decision has been made yet. That conflict is rippling through global energy markets. Goldman Sachs issued a forecast Monday warning that Brent crude could surpass $120 per barrel by the fourth quarter if disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz persist. U.S. national average gasoline prices have crossed $4 per gallon again as tanker traffic is choked by renewed fighting. An additional tanker was struck in the Hormuz on Monday. Bloomberg reports Goldman's base case forecast while noting another tanker attack. MarketWatch adds context. Goldman analysts see oil averaging $100 a barrel next year if Hormuz traffic continues to be affected. Axios emphasizes the immediate consumer impact. Gas prices climbed back over $4 per gallon, the second time crossing that threshold in months. On a brighter note, Spain's World Cup champions returned to Madrid following their 1-0 victory over Argentina in the 2026 FIFA World Cup final held in the United States. An estimated nearly 2 million people lined the streets to greet the squad. That's more than half of Madrid's population. The players and coaching staff met with Spain's royals and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. NPR emphasizes the scale of celebration. Al Jazeera, meanwhile, captures the poignancy of the moment. Lionel Messi, widely believed to have played his final World Cup, told Argentine fans that the wound will take time to heal after the 1-0 defeat. Argentina's players also received a hero's welcome in Buenos Aires, despite the loss. That's the parallax for Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.